Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show. Coming to you on this Sunday, September the 24th, 2023. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, we are talking about 9 lessons from 9 years of being married. Sometimes feels like 19. But that is where we are at today. Before I jump into all that, a couple of housekeeping things. One, my voice sounds this way because we just had our final Sunday Advance MetCon, so I sound like I've smoked 4 packs of cigarettes. I promise you I have not, but that's going to happen kind of throughout the episode. That's why Heather's here to carry me through. But reminder, Jeremy Scott Fitness app, jeremyscottfitness.app. You guys get a week for free. If you want to check out the Action Hero Jack program, they're starting week number 3 today. It is a 9-week program. It is advanced. You get access to that, but everything else inside of the app as well. So there's over 1,000 workouts in there. A majority of those only are going to take you guys probably about a half an hour. Now, some of these are longer. Some of them are. We have some programs that are for the killers and are brutal. But most of our stuff is built for a busy adult, somebody who just wants to find a sustainable routine that helps them move better, feel better, and the byproduct is they look better, obviously, in the process. It's loaded with nutritional content as well. If you guys want to check it out, you get a week for free. JeremyScottFitness.app. Everything is in there. If you have questions, please reach out to me. The link is in the show notes. And you guys can get the hookup from there. Also, this episode is brought to you by our homies at AG1. You guys already know the one thing I take every single day and I never miss. If you want to go to the site, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott. We'll give you a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order 1. Now, if you struggle to eat enough fruits and vegetables and you can't get enough micronutrients in your day and you're tired of taking 15 different pills and you're looking for like a foundational nutritional supplement, like what I'm saying is if you're looking for an easy hack, like an easy health hack you can throw into your life, this is it. That's why I do it. Personally, for me, I take it every day because, one, it covers the gaps in my nutrition because I'm not going to eat 10 servings of veggies. But also, it's the best tasting of all of them out there. And so I don't make an excuse not to take it. So that alone has helped make this a sustainable routine for me for the last, I believe, 7 years is how long we've been with these guys. So helps gut health, boost energy, my immune system, and again, I don't make an excuse not to take it. If you want to try a sample 100% for free, no questions asked, reach out to us, email, DM, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok. I don't give a shit how you hit us up. We will send you the pack right to your front door. You can try it 100% for free. We actually are partnering with AG1 and sponsoring this charity race. We're doing hundreds and hundreds of samples for those guys. And I want to do the same thing for all of you guys listening. So please reach out. If you've seen somebody else talk about it, maybe you've seen a commercial, I will get you the pack. If you like it, you can use the code and get hooked up with all the free stuff and the bonuses from there. So message us. Otherwise, just check out the link in the show notes, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott for all the free stuff. And if you got a question, just let me know. And last but not least, we are brought to you by my friends at JLab Pro, jeremyscottfitness.jlabpro.com. This is where we get our protein, turmeric, collagen, and curl oils that we use at our house. All of these things are outlined in our supplement guide, which is inside of the app. But if you guys want a free version of it, just message me. I'll send it over to you. We always have a discount on the protein. I believe we always have one on the collagen as well. And they do promos throughout the year. I've known Jay for over a decade. I trust him. I like what he does. That's why we stayed with him for so long. We like to work with people that we know and partners that we trust. So if you're looking to pick up some protein, turmeric, collagen, or krill oils, and they have a whole site full of other supplements, jeremyscottfitness.jlabpro.com. Ask me for the discounts, and I'll get them over to you as soon as I can. Now, we do have a bunch of other sponsors I'm going to put in the show notes. The one I wanted to point out here real quick is just our friends at Dry Farms Wine. One thing, I don't really drink wine, so most of the time I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. If you guys are wine drinkers and you want to get a bottle for basically free, it's like buy one, get one for a penny, it's dryfarmwines.com/JeremyScottFitness. The link will be in the show notes, but it's pure natural wine, like from a healthy farm, and there's no bullshit added to it. Now, I've been watching this, it's Blue Zones on Netflix, and I haven't got through all of them yet, but from my understanding, like a lot of the wine that we have in America here includes high levels of sugar, alcohol, and up to 76 FDA, quote-unquote, approved additives. So they can add 76 extra whatever ingredients of bullshit to your wine. And I'm watching this Blue Zones on Netflix, which is like people who essentially are living to be super, super old and healthy and mobile and fit. And there are some commonalities in there. And I believe the one that's in Italy is they do drink wine every single day. And I'm not saying go out and get shit-faced every day. I go, but the wine that they're drinking is not the wine that you're getting at your normal grocery store.
In the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dry Farms basically has the strongest certification in the world. And their criteria for their wine, so it has to be sugar-free, meaning there's no added sugar to it. It's just the real natural sugars from the grapevine. There's no toxic additives, like Jeremy mentioned. There's lower alcohol content, lower sulfites. They're farmed organically from family farms. They're vegan, low-carb, keto, paleo-friendly, third-party tested for purity, European heritage practices, and there's like dry farmed means no irrigation. So really they're created for the purest elevated taste and quality, and that's why we support it and stand by this product. And you don't just get one type of wine. It's always a variety of different types of wine throughout different regions. And I've really been impressed with the wine. I don't like a sugary sweet wine. I'd rather have a drier wine. So if you like that, try them out. And we still have our partner code.
So if you guys want to get a bottle, next bottle for a penny, or send it as a gift to friends and try it compared to your normal kind of everyday wine that you get here in the States, dryfarmwines.com. So Jeremy Scott Fitness, buy a bottle, get a bottle for just a cent.
And they have other packages, like for corporate gifts. I think it's always a great option. Like if you are looking for something for a client gift for the holidays, if you're entertaining or if you're hosting or going to somebody's house that's hosting, it's always a great hostess gift. So they have a lot on their website. I would definitely check it out.
So that's why I bring Heather on, because she knows much, much more than myself. I've drinking wine before.
In Europe, I feel like you liked it.
Where were we? We went to some dude's castle.
Yeah, that was in Spain. But yeah. I feel like you liked the Italian wine on the Amalfi Coast, the white wine, the house wine that I kept getting. Mm-hmm. And then actually, there was a wine in Greece I feel like you had that I liked that was like really light and refreshing and tastes like summer.
It's just not the same. It's just not the same here. I'm sure there's other great ones out there, but
Now I'm like daydreaming of Europe, and we definitely have to go. We're going for our 10-year anniversary next year. We have to.
That's what you keep saying, man.
I know.
We plan these things on anniversaries, and sometimes they just don't work out. So we'll see where we end up. But here we are. That's the episode today. Some of you guys asked for it. You like when Heather comes on. I like when she comes on. So here we are. Basically 9 lessons we've learned in 9 years of marriage. Obviously there's many more than just 9 we could share, like, cause we've made a lot of mistakes like anybody else and you have ups and downs and whatever, but these are probably the 9 ones that I think would help anybody. And it doesn't mean just marriage. I think like any relationship, whether this is like, dude, a lot of this can just be like your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, just your friends in general, just the basic things that
are the foundations of a healthy relationship.
Yeah,
in general.
For anybody. But especially if you are like married or you live with somebody or you plan to live with somebody and you say, hey, I'm going to have this shared life together and do it for multiple decades, seems, mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it.
It's a like, big commitment.
It's the way I think about. And I say this because my brain is like a, you know, it's a monkey brain. I'll just be at her house. I go, do you know, like, there's just an animal that lives here? Mm-hmm. Like, we just have this animal. It's our dog that just lives in our house and walks around, sleeps in our bed. And it's like our friend, but it's an animal. Mm-hmm. But we treat it like it's a person.
I know.
It's crazy.
That's so funny.
And
I'm always like, it's just so crazy. Like, out of all the people in the world, why did we meet? And like, why are we together? And we've chosen to create this life together. But it just blows my mind because the world is so big. And then you just choose this one person to live with and spend years with and create this hopefully long healthy life together, but it's just crazy to me.
The odds are, and not to be like a pessimist, like, but the odds aren't in your favor because you're going to date
50-50.
I don't even think it's that anymore. I think like Google the divorce rate real quick. What I'm saying is like, and I don't mean just like the divorce rate is obviously I think higher than the staying married rate is, but you're going to date so many people in your life, like from probably ages 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. A lot of our friends got married later on in their 30s. I was over 30 years old. Like the odds of you being with like 15, 20 other people that didn't work out. And then randomly this one person does. And that's what I mean. If you play the odds, if I just met somebody, statistically speaking, we're probably not going to be married forever.
This is from 2023. According to the American Psychological Association, approximately 40 to 50% of first marriages end in divorce. The divorce rate for a second marriage is even higher, with approximately 60 to 67% of second marriages ending in divorce.
I wonder why that is.
You would think it'd be opposite, but...
I mean...
Because you like live and learn and.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. There's just, again, there's so many factors. Like I can't speak for everybody.
And, everybody's different.
And again, like sometimes it's no fault of your own. People just change and things just morph and they make certain decisions that you're not okay with. And maybe the person you married at 26 isn't even the same person at 46. Yeah. And that does happen a lot too. So we are by no means experts on anything. This is just stuff that we do at our house. To allow us to coexist so we don't kill each other.
Yeah, because we've been together for over 15 years now, and we were just dumb and young and met at a random bar in Scottsdale at 23 and 25. And here we are today. So I feel like we've definitely have overcome challenges and have learned a lot about ourselves and as a couple together. So hopefully this is helpful.
Yeah. So the first one, if we go down the list, just honesty, I guess, like anything. And if you want to put like respect in the same kind of sentence, I think that's it. But I believe like if we're talking foundational things, if you're building a house, here's the concrete slab it's built on. It has to be honesty. Because without that.
And trust. I feel like that all those honesty, respect, trust kind of go hand in hand.
Because if your person is. I guess here's the thing. If you're talking like, you know, infidelity or something, if I thought there was a chance, like when you go out with your girlfriends, that you were going to like kiss some dude and like dance with grind on some dude and like do all this shit, I wouldn't be able to like sleep at night. I wouldn't feel easy. I couldn't be married to somebody like that if I thought like that was a thing.
I knew you would give this like example. Like you act like I go dancing in the clubs all the time.
Before we started, she goes, you know, Jeremy, I'm going to let you lead this, but just make sure you give stories and examples. And I'm not saying you go like grind on some cowboy at Buffalo Chip or something, but I'm like, I don't think you do that.
Grind on a cowboy at Buffalo Chip.
Buffalo Chip is a rodeo that's here in Scottsdale or Cave Creek.
And they have like dancing.
They do. It just came to mind. That's how my mind works. I'm like, well, it's not going to be a dude like me, obviously. So it's like, it's probably going to be somebody different. So I figured like, you know, like a Rip, like a cop or like Casey, whatever. Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But my point is that I don't think that of you.
You know, he's going to be performing at a Downtown Scottsdale Civic Center Park's having this festival, a country one, and Luke Grimes from Yellowstone will be performing. I just sent Lolly the information. I was like, we should go. It was like a bunch of artists. Oh,
you just walk on over.
I know.
That'd be cool.
Ride or bike.
But my point is, I don't worry about that with you. There's a trust level. Like when you go somewhere, I don't call you
six
times. Yeah,
like if I'm on a work trip and...
Sometimes you don't even call me at all.
I know. Well, and like, I think that's... We've always kind of had that level of trust and respect. If I'm on a girl's trip or going to visit friends or family, same with you. It's like, I don't want to bug you. You don't need to like check in with me, send me a text or something. Like, I hope you're not dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you traveled safely. But like, I don't need you to keep like following up with me and talk to me about everything you're doing. Just like be present, enjoy your time. And then we'll catch up when you get back type of thing.
Well, yeah. And we're very transparent. Like if some dudes are creepy to you in whatever setting, you share it with me. And like, you have access to my phone, so you can see the creepy shit that comes into my phone. And I do things in this business the way that I do them because I'm like, I don't want to give off the wrong impression to people or disrespect my wife in a certain way. And I wouldn't want people to misconstrue what I do. And I'm not saying you have to do that. I go, but I would imagine puts you at ease where it's like, well, Jeremy's just not flirty. He's not this, he's not that way. So I don't have to worry about it. And it's a respect thing, but it's also just a, you know, you have a trust there with your partner that some relationships don't have. And that would be super hard if you were overly flirtatious with the opposite sex. At some point, I'm sure it would bug me.
Yeah. Same. And I think like a lot of people struggle now with the technology urges because like social media, it's just so, and the dating apps and all of that, it's just like at your fingertips all the time. And there's like constantly,
we sexualize whatever. Everything.
Yeah. And you're just like, can slide into someone's DM and say whatever. And Jeremy gets that a lot. Or I feel like it's gotten maybe a little bit better, but definitely during the pandemic, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because people were constantly just like bored. And you just would have like all these girls and women reach out to you. And so.
If you don't engage.
I mean, we just laugh about it because like I'm half the time on like the weekend, I'm like holding your phone, filming or going through it. And then it's like, I can just see everything that you're getting requests from or people reaching out. So I think that's really helped us from day one is just trusting each other and not being like over, like don't be jealous and like annoying. Like I couldn't imagine if you're like, where are you at? What are you doing?
Yeah, that would be
like we're very independent, and I think that has really helped us too.
For us for sure. I know some people are very codependent, and we are in certain things in life and in certain moments we have to be you and I.
Yeah, you have to like
we're a
be
team,
there for each other.
But you are very much like you're gonna leave here and do. Heather's gonna go jet skiing after this. I didn't even know. I thought she was just gonna go paddleboard.
I was like, I haven't gone jet skiing in a while, so my girlfriend and I are gonna hit the lake and
you know
tear
but
it
like,
up.
It's like that's awesome. Like I don't need to know. I mean, if something happens, like text me or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just a mutual respect, honesty, trusting. And I think every relationship, once the trust is broken, like even if it's like their little lies, their bullshit lies. They do stack up, and then you start to, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You lose the confidence in that person, what they're telling you, like, is it at face value? And that's like the one thing I probably couldn't, of all the things I couldn't deal with. If you lied about, you know, hooking up with some dude or stealing money or whatever the fuck it was, like that would be the one thing I couldn't get over. So to me, that having it be number one is probably where it should be.
And I feel like not just by communicating, but also just showing respect by the actions and being just 100% transparent and vulnerable, respecting each other's feelings. So just being there for each other and being able to open up. And I feel like you really should be, I think it's a big sign if you can naturally just open up and be not afraid to hold anything back. Like you have seen me at my very worst, you know, and I feel like I can just be my authentic, true self with you. And like, I just don't hold anything back. And I feel like you do the same.
Yeah. Cause if you can't do that with anybody,
I don't think you should be together.
Well, I think your life is just, we talk about it all the time, like, and there's nothing wrong with being single. It's, I'm sure there's a million amazing benefits. But we talk about it too sometimes. Like, imagine, and not when life is going good. Like, when life is going good, being single sounds fucking super cool, right? But when, like, your life has some shit going on, you're like, you had to come back by yourself to nobody. And you can share a lot of the stuff with nobody, which that would be really hard, I think.
It would be. I know.
Number two, laugh together. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I guess I kind of touched on that. A little bit as far as like being 100% comfortable, being your most authentic self. It should come naturally and just be like your weirdest, like stupidest,
like what we
dumb,
do.
Yeah, dorky self.
Inappropriate.
Like, I know people don't believe this that know him, but like he will be show a side that I don't think really any people see at times. where you could just like start dancing, like shaking your ass to like a song. And it's just like,
why, how would I do that in my normal life? Like, I'm just going to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning, just like, and say the shit I say to you.
Like, it's like, it's really unfortunate though, because like you actually have good moves. Like you can actually, you have like rhythm and beat, and like you can, you're so flexible that, and I always wished, like, cause I love to go dancing, especially early on in our relationship. And Jeremy would just stand there and I would just like dance all over the place. And I'm like, God, like, why can't he just dance with me? Like slow dancing, you would always slow but fast dance.
That's not my, no.
But it's like, you can do it. You're just too shy.
I would have to like go back to Billy Jones dance studio that we did for our wedding when you had a panic attack and couldn't figure it out. And I had to carry us through.
Which is so weird, because like I grew up like cheerleading and Kara's dance studio. I did dance and I didn't really have stage fright when I liked to perform. But I did.
Froze. Because the square at our wedding, the wood square, was smaller than like the dance floor we would practice on.
Yeah. And also my dress. Top of my dress. Yeah. I felt like it was slipping and you're going to see, I was going to expose myself. So that was like really terrifying.
I like it. But it worked out. My point is like, if I was to do that, I would have to like learn a routine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would feel like, you know,
confident.
Like Magic Mike shit.
Yeah.
But not so like.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you could really do that.
Not so,
but
dude, I'm fit, bro. Not so humpy, you know, like maybe somewhere in between. But like, just like.
He is so talented.
Oh, dude, it's insane. Like.
He's like.
Oh, but I've always said that. Though,
I could like, watch him move all day long.
Even like, and I'm not condoning the creepiness of like a Michael Jackson or like a, you know, Chris Brown, but you watch them or like Usher.
Yeah, it's like an art form.
Dude, it's so fucking
It's
impressive.
Like an athletic art form.
Yeah, it's not everybody can do that.
Mm-mm.
No. So, but point is, have fun with your partner. If you guys can't laugh and bullshit and
tell jokes and just like.
And about yourselves though, too. Like, share the stories when, like, I didn't even tell you, I didn't even tell you this the other day.
Like, don't take yourself so seriously. And
yeah. Well, so this was a long time ago, but I was going to say, like, when you were cleaning the pool and you just fell in. Yeah. And like, I wasn't there. I wish I was, but you had told me about it.
Mm.
Like, you're like, hey, I'm just cleaning the pool. And then, like,
I just stepped back and like, basically did like a backwards somersault. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I hope like you heard this big splash.
But nobody's around, you know, but you would tell me about it so we could laugh about it. And I just forgot about this till now. Like when my back was like super tight, I remember taking JC to the park one day, and I'm not shitting you, this fucking bird like was going to fly right into my face. Like, literally, this bird, like, took flight, and it was, like, coming from, like, 20 yards away, like, full speed right at my face.
Did you drop to the ground?
Yeah, but, like, fell, though. Like, an old person, like, kind of stumbled and, like, fell backwards and, like, on one hand and, like, on one knee. And I'm, like, and I just was so, like.
I wish one of our neighbors
I was
were there.
Kind of like the Matrix, but, like, not in a cool way like that. And I felt so depressed. I'm, like, dude, am I, like, that old and not athletic that. Because my back was just tight, and I was. It was just a shitty morning.
Was
and
JC like looking at you like what the fuck the hell are you doing?
Yeah. But I'm like, it was so bad. Anyways, you should be able to share these dumb stories with your partner and have fun together. Because if you guys aren't ever laughing or ever having fun, I don't know. I don't know how you make it the duration. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, talk about the hard shit. Communicate. This is the next to being honest, and I think they're married together, communicating with your partner on all fronts, on the things that make you sad, the things that make you happy, your dreams, what they used to be versus what they are now, money, time, habits, pet peeves, you name it. I think you have to kind of throw everything on the table. I'm not saying you have to, you know, bare yourself 24/7, 365, but we talk very openly at our house about what our life is like today. And, you know, who knows what it looks like in a year or 3 years or 5 years, but we have these conversations of like, well, here's what I know I don't want it to look like. And here's what some of the things I do want to have in my life if I can. So we have to make certain decisions, you know, as individuals, as a couple, in terms of what we're doing with planning, with money, with time, with everything. And if I had a different vision that was, you know, a 180 from Heather's vision, it's going to be hard for us to get to that same place together. If my goal is like, if I said, well, I want to quit working tomorrow, that would change our life. Or if I said, I want to build this into to be a $20 million business a year, that would change our life mm-hmm. drastically. So we do share almost everything about each other and habits too. I ask you to not do certain things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you listen to those things and sometimes you don't. You
know, same.
Same for me. So I do think communicating, and if I could add in another one, I didn't read through Heather's whole list here, sorry. Just not going to bed pissed off. Like, yeah. just don't do that, man.
It's somewhere on here.
I just don't think that's worth it. And Heather would be more apt to probably, like, you know, storm off. And I'm just like, I can't let this linger. I like to just, I don't like the waiting. I don't want to get 20 paper cuts. I want to get punched right in the face right off the bat and just get it over with. And I think for us, that's been the way healthier option.
Yeah, if something's bothering us, like, we definitely just have to
argue about it, fight mm-hmm. about it, and then 10 minutes later, like,
get over it.
Laugh.
Mm-hmm. And like, you're constantly going to be, the longer you're with somebody, obviously the older you get. So you're constantly growing and evolving together. I guess that's number five, is grow together. So we'll touch on that. But yeah, it's, and another section we'll touch on, but like you mentioned, just constantly reevaluating and checking in with each other and just talking and asking questions like, hey, how do you want to spend your time this next year? Like, what does that look like? Or,
how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it sounds
what
crazy.
What do you want to do? Cause like everything, we don't have it figured out, you know? And that's, I think, part of life is you just have to, you try things and then sometimes you just want to have a life change. And so you just gotta keep talking about it and taking action and figuring it out. And you have to support your partner in that. And they have to support you.
Yeah.
With what truly makes you both happy.
Because it doesn't work if, you know, one of you has this vision of life and it's nowhere near what the other person
or
wants.
They're really selfish and they're like, no, we're doing it this way. This is how we're living our life. And you just have to be here along for the ride with me.
Yeah. And you are great. But sometimes you like make these rash statements, like in the heat of the moment, where you'll just be like, well, the hell with it. Let's just move to, and you'll just pick a place. And I'm like, that really doesn't fit into my life's happiness plan. So I'm like, we don't have any friends there. We don't know anybody there. We don't live there. My family is now here. Your family might want to come here. Like, you're, this doesn't work. And that's only Heather, like, in this.
And I'm like a dreamer. So I have all these dreams all the time. It gets very confusing.
And so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do, so you've listed six different options for my life. And so should I pick one, or do I just like wait till you settle on one? And again, that's not a, I'm half joking when I say that, mm-hmm. but if you were like really dead set, like, hey, Jeremy.
Oh, I know.
We have to move to.
Or like, we have to move back to where I'm from.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, you got to move by yourself, girlfriend.
Which I don't want to move back to Battleground. Great place growing up, but.
Or if I was like, hey.
I could do Bend, but I don't think I would want to live there all free. I don't want to live there all year. I would definitely like to split my time there.
When it's hot, but it's like your friends mm-hmm. and your relationships and the connections. And it's like, if I was like, hey man, we're moving to, you know, we're going to live in Minnesota for June, July, and August.
Yeah.
It sounds cool,
mm-hmm.
but you have nobody there.
Yeah.
And so like, that would be a selfish thing on my part. Oh, hey, come hang out with me and my friends and just.
I think we do it well when it's like, okay, I'll be like, I'm homesick, so I'm going to go, or we're going to do both of our, where we're from. This summer, and we take the time and we plan it out and constantly talk about it. You know, you're like, I need to see my dad. And so we're like, okay, let's make that happen. And it goes back to, yeah, just communicate and share your feelings and be on the same page.
And the same thing with money. Like, if you don't have, and this is a huge one for most people, I think, what's the number one reason people get divorced?
Mm-hmm.
Is it finances?
I think so.
I'm almost positive. If you guys aren't on the same page money-wise, and I'm not saying you have to go full Dave Ramsey and give every single dollar a name and do whatever. Now, if you're in debt up your ass, I think that's a great idea to do.
The starting point, yeah.
Yes. Get yourself in a place where money is not the main stressor in your life, if possible, and have a budget, have a basic P&L sheet, have, even if you don't sit down and budget together, one of you needs to take the lead, and I'll talk about this later in the episode, but also there has to be communication there across the board. And you're just talking about like, hey, you know, we are going to do this as a team. We're going to do this as an individual. I got you, Heather.
Thanks.
I'll plug your computer in. A little technical update here. But that's my point. If Heather said, hey, I want to go out and, you know, buy X, Y, and Z today, but I also want to save for this, and I also want to take this trip, and I also want to do that. I'm like, well, where does that leave any of my my wants? So, like, I have things financially I want to do. You have things you want to do, and then we have things that we want to do together. And I think if there isn't communication in that, it's like the money stuff is, and I've talked about this in here many times, it's how I feel when people become overweight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't gain 100 pounds in a year, typically. And it's 3, 4, 5 pounds a year every year for 10 years. It's the same way if you guys are spending money. One of you is not going to probably go out and buy a brand new, you know, wakeboarding boat. It's probably not going to happen because then you have a major fight. But if you're just slowly, well, I'm spending this much money at the bar every weekend, or I'm buying this much stuff at Nordstrom every weekend, or whatever it is, that stuff starts to add up and work against you if you're not communicating and budgeting those things in.
Right.
And so money for us.
Yeah, it's you know, it's something that we always have to talk about. It's not easy, but it's worth it, and it's allowed us to fulfill each other. I think fulfill the needs of how we do want to live our life individually and together, and allows us to have that time freedom and financial freedom. And it's work, constant work. And I am lucky that I have you, that you are amazing at, you know, budgeting and managing the finances. And I try to do my part as well. But yeah, it's constantly something that we have to work at.
And I think everybody, if you're listening, like, that'd be the number one thing. If you know it's the number one reason people get divorced and they break up, being transparent about where your money is, where it goes, like, how much you really make.
Yeah, and I can see everything. He can see everything. It's not like we have these separate accounts that I'm hiding from each other, you know? I think that's could cause a lot of issues.
Yeah, and then obviously, like, we'll talk about what do we want to do. And again, none of this may ever work out, but I always say, I'm like, I can't do this like a normal job. Like, this is not a normal career.
No.
I cannot come in here when I'm 57 years old and grind my face off. It's just, I'm not going to have the energy. No one's going to want to talk to me. You know, it's not a thing. So because of that, we've made certain financial decisions and we lived our life a certain type of way. And if Heather never wants me to be around, then none of that matters, because then I can just sit at work for 100 hours a week. We can have all the nicest shit, and then I'll just never fucking be there. And that's a conversation we have too. I'm like, I go, okay, if we buy some of these things, I can't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make a choice. Do you want the things, or do you want your partner
to
be present?
I want the time.
Yes.
You already work so much. And yes, like, we work together like on the weekends at times, but that's like work mode. We're in like business partner mode. It's not like marriage life.
Yeah.
Like dates, you know? And so it's a constant challenge. And it goes into number four, keep your own goals, hobbies, while respecting your partner's goals and your goals, life goals together.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't ever tell you what to do ever. It's not the way I operate. I don't listen when people tell me what to do, so I don't think I have the right to pass on somebody else. I may make suggestions, and I might point you in a certain direction, but ultimately, you get to do whatever the hell it is you want to do with your goals, and I'm happy if you want to stay doing what you're doing for your career. If you want to quit and work at the, you know, animal shelter by our house, that's super cool too. There's a price you pay for both, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, it was always, let me just do my thing. Like, let me do my process. Like, let me do what I have to do. Because if I can't do this, I'll quote Succession here. Like, Ken, it's like, if I can't do this, I might die. Like, I might
I'm trying to remember the exact moment or conversation when you were like, I'm going to start my own business, and how you framed it to me. It was so long ago.
I'm not good at a lot of things, you guys, but communicating to people, giving them a message in a certain way, I'm good at that. Whether it's a hard message to give or a good message. I'm a good, easy sell person up front.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did it because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, dude. I had no idea. But now at this point, it's like, well, I need to do some of these things to be, and it's not business stuff. This is just my life. It's just my personal life. I need to have my, you know, kind of routine and my certain things. And so do you.
Mm-hmm.
You're very much rooted in them. And I don't want to impede on those, and you don't want to impede on mine. Because if, I guess what I'm saying is to everybody listening, if Heather was saying, hey, you can't go do this, you know, you can't start, like Dave DiLorenzo and I are starting this mastermind group. It'll kick off by the end of the year. The link's in the show notes. If you guys are looking to, you know, level up your business and change and do things, hit us up. We'd love to have you in it. It'd be a small group of people. But my point is that I built this business with Heather and with people like Dave in my life. And if there was a point, you know, and it's way different now than it was in 2011 or 10, let's say. But if she was like, hey, you can only work Monday through Friday in this business. You can never work on the weekends. We have to take this many trips, and we have to buy, you know, this house at this time. I wouldn't be here today.
It wouldn't work out.
And I would, even if we were still married, which I doubt we would be, I would have failed. And now, yeah, I'd be working some corporate job, hating my life. But two, I'd resent the shit out of you, and I would blame you for my failure. Even though it was my failure, I'd be like, well, you held me back.
Yeah.
And I can never say that because you've been the number one next to my mom. Well, you're my number one fan. My mom is obviously my day one number one fan. Susan Brady's probably number three. I go, but like, you've been my biggest supporter from day one.
And I think, like, I, at a young age, just understood. I had a more business mindset, and I understood, okay, if you're going to become an entrepreneur and start your own business, like, it's going to take up our life, you know, and eventually it will work out. But it's going to be a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and energy, and effort, and fights, and you're going to sacrifice. And it just, we still do, but like, we've been able to create this life that I never even thought was really possible. I guess I did in a way, because I was like, yeah, let's do this and see where it goes. But I guess I didn't think it would continue to evolve and grow, and we'd be sitting here today in the position we are. So yeah, I think if you are looking to have some business coaching on, in you're an entrepreneur or would like to quit your corporate job, and definitely check out their mastermind group. You could learn a lot from Dave and Jeremy with this new group that they're rolling out.
And I think that goes like to Dave or to myself or any of the entrepreneurs we've had on here. Like, you have to have a partner who's supportive of what you do. Like, without it, it is fucking impossible.
And you were always so supportive. I don't know, I've had like 5 or 6 jobs with the company that I've been with for 15 years. And you've always been so supportive of my career as well. So that's been so nice. I feel like we really just didn't have any issues with that in our relationship.
I don't care what you do, as long as you do something.
Yeah. I know some people do, like, as females, some people have relationships where it's like, you need to stop working, or you need to work part-time, and you need to do more of the household responsibilities or things like that, where we didn't operate like that in our personalities. And well, our values, I think that's huge to communicate too, is like, independently and together when you get married or even in a long-term relationship, talk about your values and what that looks like and what's really important to you and each other. And
they change too, mm-hmm, for sure. So I think talking about it and respecting the goals, whether the goals are the same as they were at year 5 and they're different at year 10, but just always being open to those, which leads me to number 5, growing together. Let go of the old you and the old goals or dreams that no longer serve you, or as a couple. And this is in everything in life. I literally just did a video on this, like, outside Rucking, like, an hour ago, that you guys will see on Instagram whenever the hell I choose to share it. But we hold on to things.
You did a rucking video?
Yeah, I did. People actually request them daily, and I don't do them daily anymore. Sometimes I actually walk with you, and it's nice. And now that it's not 800 degrees out.
And now that you have more flexibility.
Yeah, we can do that.
Heather's done a lot of solo walks in her day.
Well, when your neighbors don't think your wife has a husband, you know there's some going on there. But that's how I got here. Anyways, my point is, there's things that I used to think were cool, like goals or dreams or whatever you want to call it. And
give me an example.
Well, I just used to think, like, in fitness, if you could be, like, more, like, if I could just be on a cover of a magazine.
Oh, I know. You're obsessed with that.
If I could, and then it's like, you do it, and you're like, okay, well, now what? And, you know, and I'm thankful for everything. So I'm not, if I can get this sponsorship from supplement company X, and they can pay me X amount of dollars, I can use that money for this. And I'm not saying I still don't appreciate those things, but they're not everything to me anymore. And, you know, when you first start out in a career, you just want, like, some respect from the people that you work with. And then eventually you want it from, like, your peers. And I have all those things now. And there's a lot of people who do respect me and say a lot of nice things about me. And I'm super grateful. But it's not why I do what I do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you're building. And that would be the goal. And I'm like, well, now I look at it like, what the fuck am I building? Like, I don't look at it as building anymore. I'm like, I'm just living my life and having fun. And I don't give a shit if I'm 200 and, you know, I got to be 215 pounds. I got to be this body fat. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm a 40-year-old man. Like, if I'm weigh 200 pounds or 196 pounds or 188 or 203 and I'm fit and I'm healthy and I can move, like, that's what I care about. I'm not so just driven by what the fuck I look like.
And I think because the industry you're in and with having a brand on social media, you had so much pressure for years. And now you're finally letting go of that and just doing you, which I think is so healthy and proud of you for that.
Well, because your goals change. You're like, well, when you're younger, you're like, I want to be super strong. Mm-hmm. But I want to be...
And that's like a guy thing too.
Yeah, and you're like, I want to be super jacked and this. And then you get older and you're like, well, I just don't want to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be fucking mobile so I can go do fun things like with my wife and with my friends. And working a lot is super cool. And it is, especially if you love what you do. But it can't be the only
thing
in your life. Because you realize
that. Miss out on a lot of just normal, fun life events and things, just simple things.
And there's a balance there for everybody. And I don't know where to draw it. But as I've gotten older, my point is that I've realized I can get more done with less. Like, I can be so much more efficient now at 40 than I was at 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kill, you know, multiple birds with one stone when I do a lot of things. And just like us in general, where when I'm young, I used to think like, oh, if you had this kind of car, you're a success. And I'm like, that's an immature thought process. That's not correct.
And it's like naive.
Yeah. And you think like, oh, if I...
Because you're like, then you get older and you realize, oh, wow. A lot of those people are broke or they're leasing or they actually don't own it.
Or they do own it and they're super rich and they're fucking miserable.
Right.
Or some of them are super happy.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. But
I know myself now, it's like, well, that doesn't do it for me. Like, we have nicer vehicles now than we've ever had. Agree? Mm-hmm. I'm no happier.
Well, one. Oh, the truck.
Yeah. Like, I'm no happier.
Still old.
It's a new... compared to my 08, it's super fresh. But the point is that, like, I used to think, like, the material things, like, when I was younger in my early 20s, like, would bring this level of happiness and...
Same here,
And show success. And what I've realized is that nobody cares. Nobody's thinking about me.
Everybody's so focused on their own self,
The people who care about me are the ones that I talk to daily.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I serve, our clients, the people on the app, my friends, my family... These are the people that really give a shit.
You and I together.
Yeah.
That should be like what truly matters.
Because who cares?
Happiness together.
Yeah. If the world loves me and everybody tells me I'm a success, but I come home and my wife hates me and my friends hate me and my family doesn't talk to me and I'm miserable as fuck, that's not successful.
No.
Even though on Instagram, mm-hmm. it looks like you're winning.
And I always wonder about that. Like, you know, with like a lot of the influencer couples and stuff like that, you wonder.
Well, it's like again, you and I have said it a million times when our friends, and who knows, maybe you'll divorce me tomorrow, but like, I never know. You might meet a guy on a jet ski today. But like,
maybe
our friends will get divorced, or like people we know, and you say like, oh, I never would have thought so-and-so, because the optics were always, they're happy, they're great. And that's why, again, this, I'm not going to get off topic. We'll move to number six quick. The comparison thing never works. Well, so-and-so lives in this neighborhood and they drive that car and they took that trip and they look
must
so happy.
Be so happy. Yeah.
And sometimes they are, and that's fucking awesome. And you should be grateful. And that's something to strive for if that's what you want, but it's not to compare against.
And that's something that like I still struggle with too, is the comparison thing with a lot of areas of my life, but I've definitely worked to grow out of it. And I feel like I've gotten a lot better, but yeah, it requires effort and work to do that. And again, talking, like being fully transparent with your partner and like, this bugs me, or Heather, maybe you shouldn't like be thinking that way or talking or looking at those things because it's putting you in a negative mindset. So
what are you talking about? Like my point is
like when I go on realtor.com.
I mean, when you look at like these houses and they're dog shit and they're so expensive, it's like, is that going to really like help you out?
It's very uplifting.
You know, and again, I'm not telling you to tell your partner what to do, but
suggest
if your partner sits and watches the news every day and then is like in a shitty mood, maybe removing that stimulus improves the partner's mood.
And like how you say it, like how you recommend or suggest things to your partner, like the tone and how you frame it can go a long way. Yeah. So like be careful with how you approach things like that, because again, like we've lived and learned.
I don't tell you what to do.
You're like, hey, maybe don't do this or try this and stop doing that for a week. See how that goes. Or I will say certain things to you just to help each other out, because when you can help your partner out, it helps you out as a couple together.
And I think in terms of that, like the, just as a technology piece, do you know how many times like people are just, and we've been guilty of this before too. We're staying next to each other, but I'm like, I'm checking work stuff and you're doing whatever you're doing. And I'm like, we're not even there.
Trying to create a reel for 2 hours.
Oh, the fucking reels, man. I do not understand social media at all. I'm just thankful I'm here in this position. But my point is that when you're with somebody, just be with them. And if you notice they're doing things, whether it's spending too much time on social media, if they're obsessing about something, if they're drinking too much, if they have these unhealthy habits and behaviors that you know are detrimental to them, just suggest things and confront them in a very positive way. And not a demanding way. I think, and I think it's harder for women to do it to dudes, because dudes are super fucking stubborn and they don't want to listen. But I think it's better for both of you, especially if you know it's something in the long run. Hey, you should probably eat a little bit better. You're drinking a little bit too much. You know, you're spending too much time, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. That's you guys growing together to ensure you're both healthy and happy on the same path. Number six, right? It's number 50-50. It changes at certain seasons and certain times. And, you know, sometimes you give more and sometimes you have to take more. I call it a fountain and a drain. I try to always be here in this business 51-49. I try to give 51% and only take 49% from everybody. I don't think there's anybody here that I've worked with in the past 13 years that can say I've taken way more from them than I've given to them. There's some people that are probably close. There's some people that have helped us out in a lot of ways, in business and in life and advice. And if they want to call it, you know, 50-50, I'm cool with that. But I don't think like anyone can come in and, you know, Brent Orm can walk in, or Mike D can walk in, or Davey Lorenzo can walk in. And it's like, man, I've given Jeremy 80%. He's given me 20. I don't think that's the case. And that's business. And in your relationship, you're not always equal partners in everything, because you're not good at the same things. And in certain seasons of life, you might be doing great and your partner is eating shit and you got to be there for them, and then vice versa. And so some days I might be 90% and Heather's 10%. And some days I might be 10% and Heather's 90%. So she has got to pull me out of the gutter and she's got to be the one that lifts me up. And in certain activities and in certain, you know, scenarios, I'm always better than her. And there's most scenarios, she's always better than me. And so she picks up the slack for that. And that's what I think a successful partnership is.
I agree. And like, you know, we each have our own strengths and weaknesses. And I think it's really important to identify those and talk about them and then figure out how to work together in situations where, yeah, you gotta help each other out and life's gonna keep rolling on and there's gonna be constant challenges that...
Especially as you get older.
Yeah.
Shitty stuff just happens, man. It's just
fucking... You gotta learn how to deal with them individually and together. And I feel like the hard times will only make your love grow stronger. So that's always like the positive I try to think about. So, yeah.
It just sucks when you're in it. Mm-hmm. But, and if you're both in it together, it's even rougher because then you're both in this weird
funk
kind of space. Yeah. And we've been there, man. And it's not fun.
Yeah.
But this will be the next one. You just got to enjoy the little things, mm-hmm. like the little moments that you can steal them from each other and you can find a laugh. And it doesn't got to be just serious shit, right? It's like when she says like play to your strengths, like I'm not going to say, hey, Heather, go. And I'm not saying you can't do this because you're smarter than me. Go meet with our financial advisor, sit and talk with them, give me all the stuff and bring it back. It doesn't really work with your work day, your schedule, and how we do things. Hey, Jeremy, stay at home today and walk the entire landscaping crew like through what to do. First of all, I don't even know what plant names are, so I fucking can't
do
it.
You don't even know how to turn on, like...
I don't even know like the water, no.
You don't know the settings for...
No idea. No. If you left the earth tomorrow, I would have to either sell the house to somebody and move somewhere with no grass or like get a tutorial from a landscaping person but I wouldn't even want to. Like it's not my skill set.
But we've like talked about, you know, you have to talk about those responsibilities. Okay, who's gonna tackle this responsibility when it comes to meeting with the accountant? Who's gonna tackle this responsibility when it comes to like the yard work or the housework or, you know, just taking your cars in to get service, like all those things that you constantly need to do and you don't want to burden your partner with having to do majority of the heavy lifting. Like you got to try to have some sort of equal partnership in that. And then granted, there's going to be seasons where maybe I'm traveling for work a lot or you have all these, you know, big business projects launching and you're in a really heavy season, then it's like we have to pick up where the other person can't. Like maybe I have to do more house stuff, which is always fun. But yeah, you just have to keep talking about it and working through those times and figuring it out because it's never easy.
And just know, like, it's okay if it's not 50-50 all the time.
Not perfect.
But again, if you're with somebody where you're always giving and they're always taking, that's not a recipe for success. You have to have a feeling of like, this person respects me. This person is trying.
Otherwise, you'll resent that person.
And you'll feel like you're with a lazy ass. Mm-hmm. And that would not be good for me. I'm not saying you got to like work all the time, but like you just have to... Just basic stuff. And I just think a lot of people just let basic shit go. Mm-hmm. And I know it's tough, man, with work and kids and travel and jobs, but it's like, you know, how do you make the world a better place? Like, you just take care of the people closest to you. Mm-hmm. Take care of your house and do that circle, and then everything else does get a little bit better. Number 7, enjoy the random basic days. The little moments, the precious time, not just the big planned vacations and anniversaries and events and all the fancy things, just the most simplistic things you probably do each day with your partner that you would miss the most if they weren't around. And it's usually like on a Wednesday or a Friday morning or a Sunday afternoon. And it has nothing to do with your trip to Italy or, you know, you being in Hawaii or whatever it is. It's you have to enjoy, because that's... Those things are great.
We're constantly feeling like you have to show the world like, oh, date night.
Which if you want to do that.
Yeah. Cool. And maybe it's because like I don't need to go out all the time to fancy restaurants and have a date night. And some people just like love that. But like sometimes the best moments are just ordering food together and just having it. We're in our pajamas or you know, just so simple.
I mean, it's my favorite.
Making food together and
yeah,
it gets old though. Then I'm like, okay, let's go to a nice restaurant or something. But
it's like, because most of your life,
I'd rather save that for like vacations for the most part, which is what we do. But
again, like most of your life isn't spent at a fancy restaurant. Mm-hmm. Most of your life isn't spent on vacation. That's why I harp on the day to day stuff so much. Because if you can't steal a moment and have fun on a Tuesday night, dude, you're waiting four more days until you can have a good time with somebody.
And it's not always going to be fun. Like, it's going to be boring. Like, you get bored. I'm sorry. Like, just being in a relationship with someone for years and years, like, you have to get creative. You have to recognize that and you have to work at it, you know?
And whether that's like you plan something together or you plan something like jet skis with a friend.
Like, surprise each other, I think, is always so important. Even just the little acts of like getting coffee, surprising, you're always great about like that. Or, you know, little gifts like from your favorite local donut place or a simple card, flowers.
This is number 9, actually.
Oh, it is?
Which is fine.
Oh, sorry.
So we'll do number 9 right now, okay, and we'll come back to number 8. Heather's on jet ski mode. Number 9 is just random acts of kindness and learning the other person's love language, which I used to always think was bullshit. But it's not. Like, when you know what they value, it's way easier for you to communicate with them and do things for them that they actually appreciate. Like, mine is acts of service, if anybody didn't know. If Heather came home with some flowers, I'd be like, super cool. These are worthless. Like, I don't want these. But if you're like, hey, I took your car in to get an oil change.
I knew you were going to give that example. Boom.
Like, that's the shit that I appreciate because it saves me time and I don't have to deal with it. And that's an easy thing you could have done. Like, that's, I rather would have that because that gives us more free time together. And it gives me more time to do things I want to do with you. Where yours is more, you know, words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be told you did a good job with the dishes or the laundry or the backyard or whatever it is. So I do think that matters. And the little random stuff is simple.
Or like me planning a trip, you know, that's like an act of service that you appreciate.
Well, yeah. And you're better at it. Mm-hmm. And you like really love researching all of these places and things. And it's just, you can do it with doing big things or little things, even just texting your partner. Like, hey, I love you. Have a great day. See, you know how many couples never do that?
Yeah. Or just like, hey, thinking about you. Hope you're having a good day. Which is basically just what you said. But I mean,
Or you do it. You send like
a check-in.
Yeah.
Like a random check-in.
You'll send like a dog video.
Yeah. Like, because I know that will put a smile on his face. And so things like that, that make you feel like you're still dating each other, even though you've been married forever, can really help bring back that kind of spark of newly being together in a relationship.
Yeah. I just think it's for every relationship you're in, just doing like nice things for no reason, expecting nothing in return. Like, you know, you have a real partner and you have like a real friend, and not just like your husband or wife, but you have real friends who will do that. The people who aren't willing to do that, like, that's a different relationship. And I think, like, the older I've gotten, like, if it's business, right? Like, and I'll give an example. Like, the other day, BG Gador sends out this email to his entire list about our mastermind group. Like, to his entire list of people, which is fucking huge. He didn't tell me. Didn't ask for anything. He's not an affiliate of it.
Yeah,
he
so nice.
He makes zero money from it. He made us, Lord knows how much money, by just doing that. Because, A, it's a random act of kindness. He doesn't give a shit. He goes, and his reply was, this is my favorite thing to do. And I think if you guys can do that, like in your marriage with your partner, like, it will change things for the better, for sure. And again, dudes, I'm not telling you what to do. I don't know what your wife or your husband's into if you're listening. But when you go to like a grocery store to get flowers, A, if you go to a nice one, they're the cheapest there for sure. They tend to be nice. And how hard is that?
Like, and just grab, I don't know one girl, woman that doesn't love flowers, getting flowers. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Or just like the gifts, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not telling you guys, like, we don't buy, like, you don't, you're not a jewelry person.
No.
You're not a fancy
You won with me.
Well, again, you always go back to like I won, but what you don't understand is that I pick so meticulously. Because if you were like, hey, Jeremy, I need...
The first night we met, I was like, I'll have a Bud Light. Saved you money. Because like, he's like, I don't have my job. I just quit my job.
And I'm like...
Well, I'm not going to ask him for a margarita because that's too expensive.
I'm like, they're like two Bud Lights. They're like $10. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, 10. I'm like, where I come from, it's like $2, dude. I'm like... Being
Welcome to Scottsdale. And Dos Gringos was like so inexpensive, like cheap.
Oh, dude.
Compared to now, like the places.
I'm not kidding you. And this is just, dude, when I tell you guys, like, I grew up with no money. Like, I mean that in the most serious sense. And I love my parents. They did great with what they could do. But we just grew up in a place where you don't make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not... They didn't work in high-paying industries. They're both single parents with kids. It was a mess. And they did awesome, and I'm here, and I'm thankful.
And they were very young.
Mom was 23, and my dad was 24, mm-hmm. 5. So when we met, my parents were having me. Are you shitting me?
I know. It's like, crazy.
We had been divorced 10 years ago. But my point is, like, I had never been anywhere, like, nice. Like to a restaurant, mm-hmm. like for sports and college and stuff, you go certain places, but it's never super nice. My point, coming here, I remember we went for your birthday to this place. It's still here, Olive and Ivy.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I'm looking at the menu, and there's just numbers by the food, like this 40, 56, 61, and I'm like, I don't know if I said it out loud. Eventually, I figured out, I'm like, what are these numbers by the food? I'm like, is this the menu item number? I'm like, oh, no, this is a price.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, we're in some shit here. Because I'd never been to a restaurant, you guys.
He never even been to a P.F. Chang's. I was, like, crying laughing when I met him.
I take that back. I've been to P.F. Chang's once. I never had sushi before.
Yeah, but there was another chain restaurant.
I'd never been to Chipotle before.
What about Cheesecake Factory?
Never been to Cheesecake Factory before.
Oh my God, no. It's so weird.
I've been to P.F. Chang's one time before when I met you, and I was 25 years old.
And now this is the person that's like, I could never not stay at a Ritz-Carlton.
See, you introduced me to coffee, which has ruined my life.
Yeah, because it's so, he has to get like
a
$7 coffee.
Although I've cut, this is cheaper now. I've cut way, way back, mm-hmm. which has been helpful. But if I had to add up all the money, it's a lot. So I didn't have coffee till I met you. And I never stayed at a place nicer than a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now I'm screwed. Here we are. But my point is, I don't even know where I was going with my story about
random acts of kindness and... Sorry, I'd cut you off, maybe.
I don't know. But anyways.
My
point was we've grown a lot together.
Yeah. And
over the years.
You have to learn about each other. And we've like taken quizzes and we've read the love language book. You can take personality tests. I think it really does help you understand yourself and each other. So I would suggest that.
The last one, which is number 8, listen more than you talk. And we touched on this a little bit, forgiving each other. That's the not going to bed mad and wasting days, mm-hmm. because I don't know, you know, you don't like to think, you know, end game ever, but we're all going to die someday. That's just reality. You know, I'm older than I was yesterday and I'll be older tomorrow. I would feel so terrible if we were arguing about something and something happened, whether it be the next day or I was mad at you for 4 days and all of a sudden, like, God forbid, something goes wrong. You're going to carry that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, even if that never happens, which statistically it's not going to for most of you or almost any of you, wasting 4 days being mad about probably some little dumb shit that doesn't matter, I think is you just giving away 4 precious days, like with your partner, with your mom, dad, sister, whoever it may be. So I do think when you can just listen before you speak, and even it's the old, you know, Thomas Jefferson, when you're mad at somebody and you're going to, back in the day, obviously didn't have tech. I think social media has been amazing, but it's also fucked us because we can just be super mean and visceral within 10 seconds and just, you know, try to beg for forgiveness later. Back in the day, you had to actually send a letter to somebody if you were salty. And so the Thomas Jefferson is write a letter out to the person you're mad at, put an envelope, stick in a drawer, walk away, come back in 3 days and read it and see if you still want to send the same thing. And odds are, I don't know if that's the exact quote, but the odds are you won't. Because I've done that before in business where I've made a voice message being so fucking mad at people. Mm-hmm. And then I've listened back to
or wrote an email.
And I've listened to it.
It's like a corporate rule of thumb. Like, maybe just write it out, a draft, and then walk away and come back in a couple hours and see if you still want to send it or change it.
And I know that's tough, like when you're with your partner and you're arguing and you're heated and they're saying the things that are your triggers and they're saying it in a certain way and they're standing a certain way and they're in their fighting stance and you're in your fighting stance and you just want to blurt out hurtful shit back. But if you can sit there and just listen to it and pause for a second before you reply.
And you don't have to agree with each other, but you just have to like hear each other out and try to provide understanding or listen to their point of view and respect, you know, sometimes, yeah, if they're completely out of line. But yeah, you just got to figure it out and then apologize and forgive each other and move on.
And again, if you explain your point of view and they explain their point of view, mm-hmm. a lot of times that communication solves it. And also just the reality of you're not always going to be right. Mm-hmm. Like I know there's people out there who think they're never wrong. Mm-hmm. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Like I make.
Check yourself.
Yeah. Like I make plenty of mistakes. I fuck up a lot. Like, and I'm say, hey, I'm sorry. I should have done this better. I should have been better here. I'm sorry. I suck today. I got these three things going on. I'm just not, you know, normally who I am. And you're the same way. If you're carrying eight things from work, it might bleed over into our life and vice versa or whatever it is. And so you just have to throw that out there and say, hey, here's what my day was. If I'm a certain way, it's not meant to be directed at you. And you're just listening to mm-hmm, each other, right. Which again, end of the day, I think most of these things just come down to communicating. And again, we're not experts and we're not perfect, but we talk about pretty much.
And you'll make mistakes, but then if you can learn from them, I think is like the biggest takeaway.
Yeah.
And grow from them.
And try not to repeat the same dumb things you've done over and over and over and over, which is easier said than done. But again, that's a part of it, man.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah, 9 years. It was wild, wild anniversary last week.
I actually enjoyed it. I thought
Vikings were playing and I was like, I totally know he's just going to want to watch the game, which I was happy that we could watch the game and order from our favorite restaurants. And
is your favorite?
Yeah, it was my favorite.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we had planned, again, we've had a lot of shit going on just in life in general, work, business, personal, friends, family, you name it. So, and your work day sucked too. And my day was, it was Thursday.
Yeah.
My day was dog shit as well. So we both had these, you know, stressful.
It was a Thursday. Yeah.
Stressful days. A lot of stuff, a lot of moving pieces. And your plan was to go paddleboarding.
Go to Lake Pleasant. And
but you were like, you're exhausted mentally.
And I'm like, it's going to take
physically
an hour with traffic.
And then an hour back home.
But today it should only be like 40 minutes from here. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So it just logistically, it wasn't working out. And I felt bad because I'm like, I know.
You weren't feeling great. And
I know you were looking forward to it. And so I'm like, well, I'm like, hey, we can, you know, like order from Postino's if you want. Cause it's like Heather loves Postino's. She's like, no, I'll just eat like shrimp and asparagus, whatever. And I'm like, God, who's the fucking lame one now? But I knew if I just let a little bit of time go by and I mentioned it 3-4 times, I could break her down and have her get a little wine and have some bruschetta and watch the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
We would have a good night.
Yeah, it was really relaxing. But for our 10-year, we're definitely going to do a big trip.
So Heather is set on a big trip, you guys, for year number 10. So we'll see where we end up. But my point is, like, the last couple haven't worked out perfect, but
no,
we made the best.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, last year we did do the lake because I had a work event the following week. And so back where we got married in Orange County, we made a trip out of it. I had a work event and then we extended over the weekend. We did a beach weekend in Newport Beach and went to Dana Point and
we actually went to where we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is cool.
It's what I really wanted to do this year, but just didn't work out.
No, but we're so close. We can just go back. We can do the Q&As in a different episode. I know you got to go.
Yeah.
Any questions you guys have for us, obviously, just ask. Anything else you want to hear from Heather or myself or us, I'm happy to get her on anytime she can build it into her schedule. Again, we have our mastermind group kicking off here. It's in the show notes. It's the Built Different Mastermind with me and Dave DiLorenzo. Small group of people looking for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small to medium-sized business owners. Dave's business is much bigger than mine in terms of the amount of employees he has and the amount of revenue that they do generate. But we can attack it from all fronts and not just about your business and your career. We'll tie this into everything in your life because I think Dave has a great balance in his life with work and play and fun and family, something that I envy and I can learn from. And so there's a lot of moving pieces in there for people if you're really looking to level up. And not only that, surround yourself with a group of just badass motherfuckers who like really want to be successful, not just in terms of making money, but in everything in their life. And then obviously the app is up and rolling. If you guys want to join me in there, all my workout stuff nonstop. And then if you want free samples of AG1 or if you got questions about Dry Farms Wine or JLab or anybody else, just hit me up and we'll get to you. Otherwise, we appreciate you guys for an Apple Podcast. Drop it a 5-star, leave a comment. If you're on Spotify, leave it a 5-star there. If you want to be added to our email list, we're happy to add you. YouTube videos up every single week as well as all the rest of our social media. And most likely I'll pop in next Friday and we'll do a rucking kind of deep dive 101 in terms of what I've been doing and how I've been doing it and why I do what I do. So thank you, Jet Ski Heather.
You're just jealous. I'll be tearing it up on the water.
it's more fun if you and Holly do it.
I mean, ideally I'd rather be like wake surfing, wakeboarding on a boat, but we're just going to go with the jet ski today.
No, that's bad. Jet skis are fun. They're fun.
I haven't done it in a while, and I'm like, hey, we can swim. And
yeah, it'd be a good time.
Yeah.
So have fun. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
And everybody else, until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.